Good morning, church. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you can hear, my voice is much better after last week. If you were here for that, I'm so sorry. You had to put up with that. But thank you for putting up with me. And thank you for walking with me through that. And just looking forward to what God has in store for us as a church. In the next few weeks, I'm naming this series of messages, you know, This Is Us, you know, the TV show on television, This Is Us, where they have the past, the present, and maybe not the future, but they think about the future. And what? They have a future too. I don't watch the show myself. I just know it's popular, and I thought, hey, what a great name. But who we are as believers in Jesus Christ and how we live that out is important, especially in times such as these. And so I want to spend a few weeks on trying to wrestle with each other. Who are we in Jesus Christ, and how does that apply to the world around us? So this week we're going to talk about our legacy, what we do in this place, what we do in our culture, what we do in our family has an impact that outlives our physical being. Let's go to Scripture together. To the book of 2 Kings, I got it right this week. 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Very short. Wonderful. Listen to these words of Scripture. God speaking to you through these words today. Elisha died and was buried. Oh my, what a way to start the new year. Elisha died and was buried. So you know he's dead. Now Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once, while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet. Jesus is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Pray with me, friends. Lord, this time is yours. Use it however you see fit to carry out your will for your people who you have called here to this place today. Allow me to decrease that you might increase in all that I say and do and think. And may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Epiphany is the season that we have entered into. Today is Epiphany Sunday. There are no candles to light, no tree to put up, no Epiphany cards that we send to each other. But Epiphany, originally back in the 300s, the 400s, was the holiday. And Christmas didn't even exist until later. But Epiphany was first. And then they worked backwards, just like Lent is a season in preparation for the coming of Easter. Advent was a preparation season for Epiphany. 6 weeks. And then they caught sharped a little bit of it off, made that Christ's birth. And that was just a simple little celebration. Oh, yeah, it's the birth of Jesus. But we're looking forward more to how Jesus interacted in the world. And that's what Epiphany celebrates, that Jesus didn't just come to the Jewish people, that he came to all the world. And in the Western church, we celebrate that with the coming of the kings. In the Eastern church, they celebrate that with the baptism of Jesus, when the Spirit came down and rested upon him. That revealed to the world who Jesus is. And what Jesus did is, after he passed away from being crucified and being buried, what happened? He rose from the dead. And then he spent some more time with his disciples, and he taught them great things. And he said, now you disciples, you're to carry on my message. You're to carry on my legacy and go and do the things that I've done. And so they did. And that was the change from Jesus being one man in one place at one time to the church being Christ's body in many places at all times. Wherever it is that the people of God are going, Jesus is there. We are the body of Christ. And the legacy of Jesus lives on through us because we have his Holy Spirit that goes with us, preceding us and being with us and going after us and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Elisha is a man who's a prophet. Have you heard of him before? Elisha the prophet? He's the next in line from a more famous prophet known as Elijah. Maybe you've heard of him too. He was a great man, but when it was his time to go to heaven, he didn't die. What happened to Elijah? The old song, the chariots of fire, and they took him away. And Elisha saw that. And he knew when he saw that, that God was going to bless him with the same power that Elijah had. See, Elijah had carved a legacy in his life. He had done great things. He stayed true to the one true God when others were worshiping idols. And he spread God's good news to the pagan king, Ahab. And when his time came, he was taken into heaven. Now, Elisha, his protege, he wasn't so fortunate as to be swept away in a chariot of fire. He got sick in his later years. His body failed, and eventually he died. And we have his recording of his passing in Scripture. And his body was buried. But what happened? That body that was dead was thrown into his tomb and sprung to life. There was life in Elisha's bones even after his physical existence had ended. He had a legacy that extended beyond his mortal life into time after he was dead. You see, we all face a moment in our lives where we stop either living or we stop living in a certain area. For a United Methodist pastor, that becomes clear when a bishop calls and says, "Hey, guess what? You're moving." That hasn't happened yet. Don't worry. You never know, but when you leave an area, you can see because you're still with the, you know, still alive. I can see what's going on in the appointment that I used to serve in because I left my legacy there. And I've moved to this church, and when the bishop calls to send me from this church, I'll be able to keep tabs on you and see how the bones that I leave behind here in this place, the legacy that I leave, I'll be able to look, see how you're doing, and check on you. But for most of us, we live in an area for a time, we serve God as best we can, you know, we live our life, and when we die, we don't see the legacy we leave behind. But all of us leave behind those bones. Whether the bishop calls or the Lord calls, you leave behind a legacy that others can either gather life from or they can gather death from. Doesn't matter. We all leave behind a legacy. Think of how you are shaping that legacy. Even as you live and breathe in this time, in this space, you have been given a day. You're never going to get this one again. Once the sun sets and you go to sleep, this day's over. So how will you use this day to shape the legacy that will outlast you? You ever have somebody who is just nonstop complaining, nagging, complaining, bitter about everything in their life? Oh, I'm so miserable. Somebody gets a cold. Oh, I know I'm going to get that cold too. You know, it doesn't matter. The sun's shining outside. It's going to rain tomorrow. What kind of legacy are they leaving? They're leaving a legacy of bitterness, of complaining, and that legacy is already spreading. We are connected to each other, whether we like it or not. And the things that we do in our life impact the lives around us. Don't believe me? Ooh. How many of you want to yawn right now? But you don't want to because you don't want to prove me right. Even our physical bodies are connected in this way that when somebody yawns, we can't help but yawn along with them. When we spread misery, when we are nothing but grumpy and thinking bad thoughts, guess what that does? It doesn't only affect us, it affects the people around us. You know, get on the Facebook sometime if you want to be miserable and unhappy because so many people on there post nothing but, oh, the world's going to end. Oh, the president's a Democrat. Oh, the president's a Republican. Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. The sun is shining today. It's going to be a snowstorm tomorrow. Just negative and such bad thoughts. And that infiltrates into your bones. And when you're miserable, you can't help but spread the misery around you. But the good news is this, that works the same way when you spread peace into the world. Maybe you won't see it as clearly as that negativity, but when you spread hope, when you spread love, when you spread joy, when you spread peace, when you spread thankfulness, that spreads as well. And that infiltrates into your bones. That it think of people in your lives who were nothing but good, positive role models in your life. Maybe they brought you to church. Maybe they told you about Jesus. Maybe it didn't matter what was going on in their life. They were still saying, you know, Jesus is the answer. God loves me. I know there's a plan for my life. Those people who have nothing and yet they're unbelievably happy. It doesn't matter how little they have. Their heart is full. That's the kind of legacy that will outlive their physical life. And the person who gives the last bit of what they have, and God blesses them because they are a giving person. Jesus said, from a bad tree comes bad fruit. From a good tree comes good fruit. We have the choice to shape our legacy so that even after we're gone, that legacy will live on. Think even of people in this church and how you look back on them. Even though they may be gone physically, sometimes we say their spirit lives on. That's their legacy. That's the essence of who they are continues to spread life and joy and peace in this place. Yep. I can't help but think of Dick McHenry, who even though he's been gone a year now, we look back and say, wow, what a great man he was, and what a legacy of faith he left behind. That's just one name. I can think of a dozen more. And just the peace, the love, the joy that they poured into our lives didn't die with them. It continues as their legacy. So my question is, what's in your bones? What's in your bones? That when your life expires, and sorry friends, it will, when your life reaches its end and your legacy is all that's left, will there be life in your bones? I pray that if the answer is yes, that you'll continue to spread that hope, that joy, that fruit of the Spirit. And if the answer is no, I have good news. You have today. Use it to shape a new legacy. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.